Hey there, it's Jet Tila, the emeritus host of the SoCal Restaurant Show and judge on Food Network's Cutthroat Kitchen with Alton Brown. You're listening to the very best in Food 411 on AMA 30 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the Thanksgiving Eve version of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball and Ducks hockey. I'm Andy Harris, glad to be here. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Well, talking about Thanksgiving and being thankful, we have a great story coming up, and that is the story of the Milky Way, which is a kosher dairy restaurant in the Pico Robertson area of Los Angeles that was founded in 1977 by Leah Adler Spielberg. You might recognize that last name. Yes, that is Steven's mother. And when she passed a few years ago, the four Spielberg siblings decided to continue the restaurant as a loving tribute to their mother, who was Ms. Hospitality. With us this morning, representing the Spielberg family, is Nancy Spielberg and Chef Phil Castell, who is the consulting executive chef and revamped the menu. And it is a pleasure to welcome to the SoCal Restaurant Show Nancy Spielberg and Chef Phil Castell. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I am doing well, Nancy. And I do believe Nancy is in New York this morning. So, Nancy, we appreciate you joining us from the other coast. And, of course, Chef Phil is right here in Los Angeles. Nancy, there you find yourself as a second career, as a second-generation restaurateur, almost by accident. There is a wonderful story behind the Milky Way. It's your family's tribute to your late mother. Share the story with us because, again, this is such an unusual happening and such a wonderful thing to happen in the Pico Robertson neighborhood of Los Angeles. Fill us in, if you will.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So my mommy in 1977 decided with her husband Bernie, and my mother's name was Leah, that they were going to open a kosher restaurant. There weren't a lot of kosher restaurants in Beverly Hills, and she set about doing it without having any real restaurant experience outside of being a mom and loving to be in the kitchen, but never was the kind of kitchen a cook that followed a recipe. It was sort of like her personality, very flamboyant and very full of seasoning and spice. And they opened this kosher dairy restaurant and started to feed the community, everybody. You know, kosher, basically one of the aspects is that we don't mix meat and dairy dishes. So if you have a steak, you can't have a baked potato with sour cream with that steak. So we chose to open, my mom, a dairy restaurant because she loved the options, the opportunities. And it started then. She was there every single day of her life, I believe, except Thanksgiving, because everybody was out eating turkey. And until 3 weeks before she passed away, she was there working and meeting and greeting every table.
Now, Nancy, an interesting thing is in terms of the original menu of the Milky Way, there were the expected dishes, but there were also Asian and Mexican dishes. How did that all fit into a kosher dairy restaurant? Because, again, unexpected.
Right. Well, I think what my mother was, in general, an unexpected kind of personality, you know. She, like, definitely danced to the beat of her own drum and never let social norms dictate who she was. And to her, the idea that something is kosher doesn't mean it has to stay within the expected cheese blintzes or potato pancakes, but let's explore. And in for a kosher community, there weren't opportunities for people to have those kinds of dishes offered to them, and she loved it, and she was a spicy lady. So we grew up in Arizona. We ate a lot of Mexican food, and she was an early eater of sushi before sushi made it big in the United States. She always was looking for the unique. It was, my mom thought normal was boring. Like, white, she would never serve something on white bread.
I don't blame her.
She always had to have a zing.
Well, you know, Nancy, opening this restaurant back in 1977 in one of the predominant Jewish areas of Los Angeles, that was unknown and risky, and kosher food at that point, because I have to admit I have a certain age on myself, it was pretty bland and pretty boring. So this really must have, in terms of the kosher scene in Los Angeles, this must have initially attracted a lot of attention. And as you mentioned, in addition to the fact that it was a kosher dairy restaurant, your mom, Leah, really became a personality, which was kind of unknown in kosher restaurants at the time.
Very true. You know, part of that is that she is not the typical Jewish mom, and her, you know, she would sit down, cozy up with customers. She would offer advice that you wouldn't expect to roll off the tongue of a Jewish mom. Go ahead and live with the guy if you love him. You know, like, just very much a little bit of a hippie. And it was greeted by people who kept kosher and people that don't keep kosher, because the food was great. And we used to say sometimes the best thing on the menu is her, because she really made quite an impression. And, you know, and I do, it's hard to ignore the last name. And I think that she was often, you know, called my brother's lucky charm. And I think that was a little bit of a draw, that knowing that, you know, Spielberg's mom has this restaurant, and she was so, you know, she would serve you wonderful food. She would pay wonderful attention to you. And all, you know, all in all, you had this great experience. It wasn't just what was on the plate, it was in the atmosphere.
Now, Nancy, you have become, you have two sisters, and of course, your brother that we mentioned, that of course we know who Stephen is. How did you become the family representative to continue the tradition of the Milky Way? Because you're New York based.
Right, right. Well, I'm the baby of the family, but I'm also sort of the busy bee. You know, I'm the one that gets everything done. I mean, everybody pitches in, but I also think that I was so passionate. I'm in L.A. all the time. I have a daughter there. You know, my brother's there. I've got a lot of family still there. And I'm the one that sort of said, I rolled up my sleeves. I mean, we didn't really think, you know, Stephen had time to do this. And my sister Anne's also a screenwriter. She's busy. And my other sister has grandchildren. So, you know, I'm the one that got it, and I'm thrilled. In fact, I have to say that when my mom passed away, I originally met with Gene Hagen and Phil Castell, and their advice to me was close down the restaurant, because if you're not going to sit here every single day, it's just not going to fly. And we said, oh, no. We're doing this because our mom's memory is alive. We're going to make this better and honor her memory, her legacy, and feed people the way she loved to. So I'm the boisterous one. Well, I think that's a nice way to say it.
Yes, and Nancy, 3 years later, we know you have really taken to this, because Jean Hagen, as you mentioned, she is with Crost Consultants, and Chef Phil, who's been, we're going to bring him into the conversation momentarily, but, you know, we know he is the culinary ace in terms of what you were doing. Once the family made the decision that they wanted to keep the Milky Way open, a lot needed to be done. Tell us about the renovation, because the restaurant really was reinvigorated from top to bottom, both in the front of the house and, you know, totally revamping of the kitchen. Just in terms of the look of things, tell us what you had in mind, and then that gives us a chance to bring Chef Phil into the conversation.
Right. Well, the restaurant was, you know, used brick and dark burgundy carpet, and it was dark. It was cozy, but it got to be old. And my mom was a blue jean baby. Like, she was known for wearing literally blue jean overalls with a white Peter Pan collar shirt and her fancy diamond earrings, or jeans and her funky belts. So we said, you know what? She's the denim lady. Let's take this. Let's lighten it, brighten it, you know, energize it, but keep it all about mom. So even including her favorite flowers were daisies. So every table has daisies and a little vase. And so we sort of worked with the lady. And thank God for Phil and Jean, because I, one thing, you know, I say, how am I smart as being involved in this field is that I don't know what I'm doing. So I rely on people that do know what they're doing and to guide me in the right direction. And they've just been doing a great job.
Nancy, very well said. Phil, as we need to go out to break very quickly, just mention the renovations that you did in the kitchen. Actually, what we're going to do, Chef Phil, is we're going to hold that. We need to take our top of the hour break. We are talking with Nancy Spielberg and Chef Phil Castell. We're talking about the Milky Way in the Pico Robertson area of Los Angeles. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.